In case, I know you're going to have to, some memories from beyond you, after you get all the memories, up to your whatever knowledge you have, or I have to, or she have to. You can't play with it. See what I mean? Yeah, I guess I'm kind of feeling kind of tired.
Well, maybe you want to take a break and I can interview Susie for a while.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay? Okay, testing. Testing. This is tape number 2. And it's also November 17th, 1985. And I'm talking to Susie Williams this time. Got all these wires.
You just learn how to operate it.
Uh-huh.
You have to do lots of things on it.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm watching this.
Oh,
as
yeah.
As long as that's moving, I can tell.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, pretty much the same thing, you know, I was trying to get before, and maybe we can talk more about just the past. We could start about when you were born.
Mm-hmm.
And your family, or whoever raised you, your parents.
I go wash my head.
Okay.
At first, my mother is from down Dolbisloo, and my father is from Dockley. What do you call Dockley? It's above Hooslea. I don't know how many miles above Hooslea. And they started to stay with each other, I guess. Them days, they just started to stay with each other. They never used to get married. And then they started up in springtime. And they move up to around Hughes, I think. My mother used to say they stay around there first. She never say how long they stay there. Oh, about years, I guess. And then they move up to Allicacket. And she say that I had two brothers, I think, before me, and two sisters, two or one maybe. I just remember she said one, and I think she had three before me. And
did you know their names?
Mm-mm, I didn't know their name.
Mm-hmm. What was your mother and father's name?
My father's name is Leon. I didn't know his Indian name. And my mother is Ida. Her name is Alexi. I don't know why they used to call me, named me after Eskimo, she say. So Alexi means socks, you know, her socks, you know, long ago, then we used to have socks. We used to have her socks, that's all. That's the one. And they move up to Allicacket and they stay around there. And she say, in winter time, them days, they never used to stay one place. In winter time too, they travel around the mountains, out in the countries, and they do that. They went out hunting, and I guess maybe for fur or something to eat, where they could get them days. They say there's no moose. Whenever they see moose, they see one moose here and there. Not many moose them days. And there was caribou, they say, about 5 caribou in one bunch. That's all to here and there. And so it was hard time for them. But there's lots of rabbits, they used to say. They live on that. And they go out hunting, the whole family, by sleds, dog team. And they never used to have many dogs too, about 5. A person had lots of dogs, they had 4 or 5. They just had 2 or 3. That's what my mother used to say. And at first, she used to say that, I couldn't change. She used to say that down around below Hawk River, that's where they call Dockley. They used to live there, and in fall time, they trap. There was lots of minks, she used to say. And they trap a fox, an otter, and beaver. And then they catch those before Christmas. No Christmas them days. They didn't know nothing about Christmas. And before Christmas, when the days are short, they all gathered up and they all go over to Kubuk River and down river around maybe around Ambler, I guess. Above that maybe. That's where they used to go. And those people around there, there's a ship come out from Russian, I guess. I don't know where the ship come out to them, and it land around Kotzebue. And they buy stuff. These people over there, they buy stuff like ammunition and tobacco and beads and those fur skins, reindeer skins, leggings. And they used to get those seal skins and seal oil. That's what they go over there for. And they buy those with this fur, and then they come over, they come back over. She used to say, all the people used to do that around there. That's how they used to have oil for lamps and things like that. They eat it too. They never used to live without oil, seal oil. And in summertime, the older people, the men, they go up river around in canoes. All the women stays behind. They hunt around Biddles or Wiseman, someplace around the John River. They used to get fur skins from around there too. And they bring them down.
So they would line up or something?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Caribou skins and sheep skins. And then in fall time, before freeze up, they come down with it. They used to make moose-skin boots.
What did they do with the sheepskin?
They dried them. They came home with them, and they, in wintertime, they make clothes, parkas out of it. Parkas, mitts, and boots. They tanned them, and they wore those.
The sheepskin parkas were real warm.
Uh-huh. And they used to do that long ago. That's how they used to have clothing. Because there's nothing much down that way. And I think the reason why, that's the reason why they move up. And then I'm going to go back to this first word I started to tell the story. They go out hunting. They all went out, and these people over Yukon River, Ross Stevens Bill's people, Rampart people, they go over that way too. You know where the road is? Around there, they hunt out that way too.
Oh, you mean the Hall Road?
Uh-huh. And then they meet each other over there someplace around head of Old Man River. And then they say, why don't you people go down to Yukon with us? They tell them. So they went down to Yukon. And they stay there. They stay there at Stephen Village 1 year. And then they moved down to Rampart. And then they stay there 1 year. And then they say, we're going to go back over to our country. So they went back over to their country. Before they come over, there was no white people around there when they left. And then they move over. And they say there's stores, everything was over there. White people, boats was traveling around back and forth on the river, they say. So they started to make village at Allakaket. And my mother and them first made the house there. And then these Episcopal people, they came up there. And they made a mission house, I guess. Then after that, they made this church. And then by that time, 1905, October 25th, I was born at Allakaket. They say the village started to get bigger. They used to have village. When they came over from Yukon, there was village down about 10 miles below, 9 or 10 miles below. It's above Old Man River, mouth of Old Man River. It's about a mile above there. There was a big village there, they say.
Did they call that village?
Arctic City.
That one?
Yeah, Arctic City.
Arctic City.
Yeah.
Just didn't know of Arctic Circle in the east. Mm-hmm. Pretty close. Huge,
is about 30 miles. Mm-hmm. Some people made houses down there already, they say. There's village there. And then after my mother and them, they make house up there, and there's mission house and church there. Then they start to move up. That village started to get bigger.
Allakaket. That Arctic City, did that have a native name, Indian name?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
They said that was a good village, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Little wish, but 2 miles below, this my old man River. Mm-hmm. That's an Indian English name too, also.
I was born there, and then
that's what you've been having to.
I've been learning.
That's what you're talking about.
I was baptized by these priests, Episcopal priests. They used to live there. And Then after, I don't know how long after, they started school. Out school. Them days they used to have only 6th grade books.
I'm going to ask you a question after that.
When I was 9 years old, my father died. So I was an orphan. Just like only my mother started to raise me.
I got lost. But then what?
And then only me, I have 3 sisters when my father died.
Which sisters are those? What are their names?
One is next to me is Lula. And then next to her is Felicia. And next to her is Helen. Helen is Henry Beatus and Annie Band and Cue Bible's mother. And these two, they died right away when there was about 5 or... This next to me, she died right away. She was small, about 5 years old. And the next one, she died about, she was 9 years old, I think, when she died.
She died of flu or something?
I don't know. They just get sick and they died right away. This was next to me. She died right away. She got nosebleed and she died right away. And Helen, she lived for a little while. She had this, let's see, she had three boys and one girl. She had 4 when she died. Fred Bible was married to her.
Fred Bible.
And then I was only me, I used to help my mother with wood and water. In them days we used to have hard time because everything is not like right now. But things were cheaper though. And my mother had to get moose skin from someplace. Somebody give her moose skin. And she tanned moose skin and she sewed. She made gloves and moccasins, beaded gloves and moccasins and mitts, those big mitts. And sometimes she made parkas for somebody too. That's how she used to have some money to buy something with. That's the way she raised me. And she never showed me how to sew. So I didn't learn how to sew when I was 18 or 19, I think I got married. I didn't know how to make nothing. I just know how to work, that's all. I know how to cook, though. And then...
Well, how did you get your food then?
With
your mother?
Yeah, we work in summertime. There are lots of fish in summertime. And my mother and I, we work all summer, fish all summer. And in fall time, when we go back up to Allakaket right away, we stay in fish camp. And when it's freezing up, there's lots of grayling. We get lots of grayling with hooks too, through the ice. And sometimes we set fish net out too, under the ice. And that way we used to put away lots of food before it freeze up. Then after freeze up, we move up to Allakaket. And there was lots of rabbits them days too. That helps us. And some people give us meat whenever they get meat.
The bird, the things she would sell to get a little bit of money,
uh-huh.
Who did she sell those to?
There's a store at Bedles up there.
So So they'd sell them to the miners? Uh-huh. And
yeah, that's what they used to do.
Probably not much money for it, how much you get?
Yeah. I don't know how much she sold them, those things, when she sold them. They were stored at the Lakaket, but they don't buy them. Because that, it's kind of out of the way. But up Peddles, it's easy to sell things. Because there's lots of white people up there that had no winter clothes. Mm-hmm. So they buy them. Mm-hmm. We used to snare rabbits in winter time too. And we used to catch lots of rabbits. And then we had piles of rabbit skins. And my mother used to, we dried them. And she used to soak them, all of it. And then she cut it up in strings. And it got long, more rabbit skin. And we'd twist it. And just like yarn. It gets just like yarn. And then they crochet it just we crochet yarn. That's the way they do, and they make big blankets out of it. They used to sell those too. His mother used to make those kinds of things. He used to twist those things too. Our job is twisting this thing.
You twist it like this? Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. There's little stick, and there's a little hole end of this rabbit skin. And we poke it through there, and we just go like this, and it just twists it easy. Mm-hmm. And just like yarn. And we make a big balls out of it. Mm-hmm. And then my mother and them, they just nail it to the wall of the rope. They nail the wall, rope to the wall over there and over there. And then they started do like this on it.
I used to do it too myself.
Yeah.
Take a stick and go like this. Mm-hmm. You know, fish in the wildlife, that's why I don't believe it.
And that way they used to make big rabbit skin blankets
too.
So
that rope is what they made the blanket.
They started on that. Oh. Then it furries on both sides. Really good.
It's warm?
Yeah.
Oh, that's an insulation.
Really warm.
Yeah.
And they used to make those kinds of blankets too. They used to sell them for $80. That was cheap. It lasts a long time too.
How much they sell it for?
$80.
$80?
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of work to make those.
Yeah.
You know, that was a commercial one.
It takes lots of rabbit skins.
Maybe how many rabbit skins you
I
want.
I don't know.
Probably 100?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Maybe 200.
Gee, a lot of, that's why nobody makes them now. That's
no.
Much work.
Yeah. And there's no rabbits anyway. And we used to live on those things. And some people cut wood. The people that are eligible to cut wood. Us women, we used to cut wood.
320.
Yeah,
good job. Mm-hmm. And that way we used to make a living. And finally my mother got married again. And then we have stepfather. And my stepfather started talk with me. So he started teach me how to make a living. He tell me stories. All those things my mother never used to tell me. And then
who was your stepfather?
My stepfather was Little Beatus. You know him?
That's the one Joe talked about.
Yeah.
No, I don't recall he did. He He might.
Well, that's how they call them.
Yeah, I know.
I heard that name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. His Indian name is Nigo.
Nigo, good luck. I told him earlier.
Happy for him to come.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like you have a little boy. Mm-hmm. And they've been married for some time. Mm-hmm. I guess the grandma didn't want to work. No. Mm-hmm. But anyway, this Nigo, he come to be a boy, and the two of them. Mm-hmm. So the good man called him and said, Nigo means you're old, you know? You're not that old yet, but you will remember it. So she had that boy. Like you, an old man. Before she had a boy. Yeah. So I come to be an old man and still I come to a little boy and get up, you know? Mm-hmm. Like this. So, and I look. Mm-hmm. With the daddy to us, the mama too.
Then I learned how to sew wood, work on wood. I used to help my mother with fish when we used to stay in fish camp. I used to go out to fish net, and I brought in fish, and my mother cut fish. Then I go out again. Look at this other fish net.
You canoe by yourself?
Uh-huh.
You don't set net by yourself, huh?
By myself. Of course. I just go across, that's all. Just go across, that's all. I never go long ways. We just stay across where we had fish net. And then I bring fish in. My mother cut fish and I went to another fish net and I bring another fish, load of fish. Then I start to hang fish. And that way I learned how to work on fish. And in winter time, some people used to help us at first when with wood. They haul wood for us. Sometimes they cut wood and they say, we cut wood right there and you could haul it in, they tell us. So mom go out and she haul wood. Then after I'm old enough to haul wood, I haul wood by myself. I started to do that. Lots of work to do and I never go to school much because I have to help my mother. Just once in a while I go to school. But these teachers, they let me go because they know I help my mother. And there's another girl was staying at the mission. She was an orphan. Her mother died. And nobody to take care of her. She stayed mission for a while. She stayed with my mother once in a while too.
Who was that?
That was Eva. Her name was Eva. That, you know, Hannah Anderson, her mother. Uh-huh. I don't really know her last name. They say her dad was white guy. His name was Jack Brazil, I guess. And she used to help my mother too. And that way we had help too.
Mm-hmm. So life got a lot better after your mother married
you? Uh-huh, yeah. And my stepfather started to talk with me. He told me stories and he showed me he told me to unravel snowshoes. That I don't know how to do, but he tell me unravel it. Only that way you're going to learn, and you copy that other side. He tell me, that was good. So I started doing that. That's how I learned how to build snowshoes. Mm-hmm. It got easy with me. And my friend, his niece, my stepfather's niece, she used to do all those works with her father. Her father makes snowshoes and sleds for sales. He sells snowshoes, sleds, all winter long. He makes a living for his family too. And then that way, my friend know how to build snowshoes. She's younger than me. And then she tell me, come on, stay with me. I'm going to build snowshoes. You're going to watch me, she tell me. I used to stay with her all day. She do it right away too. That's how I learned how to build snowshoes.
From her?
Uh-huh.
Who was that?
That was, her name was Violet. I don't think, you know Elizabeth Brookman? Her sister. Uh-huh. Her father used to make lots of snowshoes and for sale. People buy snowshoes, sleds. He used to work really good. And
a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. But he do it fast too.
And so then you were learning lots of things. You were a teenager then?
Uh-huh.
Maybe 16,
yeah.
17?
Uh-huh. Yeah. This my friend that built snowshoes, they used to live up around South Fork. There was another village there between Bedlis and Alaka. There was a big village there. All of them died in about 5 or 6 years. So that place is gone.
So then you worked real hard with your family even after your mother got married. You just helped work. Everybody worked together.
Uh-huh.
And then you said you got married at 18 or 19?
Uh-huh. My husband was one of those Simon's boys. Frank Simon was my husband.
Mm-hmm.
We got married and we had 2 girls and 1 boy, and he died. And these are two kids died too. This boy died after his dad died. And this girl died before he died. Only Alice is living.
That's the only one.
Uh-huh.
So when you got married, that was that's arranged marriage? The family, your mother arranged that marriage, or how did that?
Yeah, my mother.
Old style.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And after that, I was just lost. I stay here and there.
You were young then?
Uh-huh.
How old were you when he died?
I was born at 1905. And he died, I think, 29.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so
no,
you were young?
Not 29. Before that. Yeah, just about 29. 28 or 29, I don't even remember.
So, gee, you were only 24 or something?
Uh-huh, yeah. So, I was single for 2 years after that. And then we met each other. And we started to stay with each other.
Mm-hmm.
I had 6. Let's see. I had 3 girls and 4 boys. And we lost part of our boys. We lost 2 girls. That's our two sons and two daughters. And we adopted two boys and one girl. It's all living with us.
Mm-hmm. So what were all your children's names you had together?
Bill Williams. Mm-hmm. Rita. Oh. And Ralph. Mm-hmm. We raised this one boy. His mother died with childbirth, and his dad drowned. And so we took this boy.
Oh, who was that?
That was George Lyons. He lived at Alcarget right now. Mm-hmm. He's married, and he had two little ones. And we raised James, our grandson, mm-hmm. our daughters. But his mother died when he was a month old, so we raised him. Mm-hmm. And we adopted Q and Madeline's girl. She had three children now. Mm-hmm. She is the youngest.
Mm-hmm. So, before the two of you got married then, how did you get along for those couple of years?
I stay here and there.
With
people, yeah. Mm-hmm. I stay part of the time, I stay with my in-laws, used to be. Mm-hmm. I stay with them long time after I lost my husband.
So when did you and Naveen get married?
33. Mm-hmm. That's 53 years now, I think.
So you went from Alicacket. Was he living in Alicacket then?
No. He lived at Hughes. Uh-huh. He was back and forth too. Because he lost his father when he was young, and he have to have some kind to live on. So they just go back and forth.
Just for working?
Uh-huh. He started to work in boat. And them days when we were young, we used to cut wood. Because boat back, go back and forth in summertime.
Steamboat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we used to cut wood when we were young. That's how we used to make a living before we trapped in
forest. You did that when you were married?
Uh huh. Yeah.
So you'd actually be cutting with a saw too?
Uh huh.
You worked hard, huh?
Yeah.
You worked like a man?
Yeah.
Men don't work like that now.
No, nothing. That's what I was telling last spring. Before my grandchildren go, I used to tell them that. They used to laugh and look at me. Long ago, then my mother and I, before my mother get remarried, we used to come down to Hughes in winter time. We started around end of January, and then we come down to Hughes, and then his mother and them used to live there, and then we go out in the country.
She was thinking about me,
huh? We used to go out in the country. We used to come over to Malozi. I used to hold jeepool and in snowshoes too. We had four dogs. And my mother was behind the sled. I walk all the way down from Alicacket to Hughes, then over to Malozi, then down river. I don't know how many miles we go down river, Malozi, then we started over again, over the hill mountain.
From Malozi
uh-huh.
back?
Back to over to Crack River, and then we'll go back up to Hughes.
She walked by 450 miles.
One winter you did that?
Yeah, and then we went up to Ellicott.
How come you're traveling so much?
Oh, we just, that's what they used to do long ago.
Looking for game?
Yeah.
Not really, but you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Just like you and I going down the street with the car right now.
They used to like to travel around.
Mm-hmm. So we, that time you went, it was you and your mother, and who else was along the trip?
These people that I tell you about, Hannah's mother, she got married and she had two children, I think. Yeah. She had two children. And then them, they come down with us.
Her and her husband and the two children? And that's all?
Just my mother and me. That's all. Four of us.
Well, that's hard work traveling, too.
Yeah. No trail. So they have to break trail before we move. And then while they break trail, that we stay at the camp and we cut wood and stay home, this Eva and I.
Well, you said you were on the G-pole. Usually men ride the G-pole.
Yeah.
Were you little then? Were you a small person?
No. G-pole is something like this. This is called the sled. Two of you sitting down here. On the right hand is a pole. Hang right there.
Like this.
And you're on skis?
Yeah. Skis. Them days, no skis. Snowshoes walking.
You had to gee and hoe yourself.
That's harder yet.
Yeah,
it is. It was. Dogs.
Yeah. Sometimes I run.
I always thought, G-Paul, you're on skis, but you're on snowshoes.
Yeah,
way after I got married.
It's in the university book. Yeah.
After I got married, my
husband. There's a pole right there. 6-7 feet long. You guide the big sled. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen pictures, but I always thought they were on skis.
Yeah, after I got married, my husband made skis. And then he used it at the G-pole. Yeah. And I was back of the sled.
I don't want her
to. I started to have easy time now. Then sometimes they go out hunting and he say, only you have to travel with those people, he tell me. So I do. I have to. Then I used skis. That was easy for me then. But in the snowshoes, really hard to work.
You know why George Atlee went for 10 years straight? She's a trainer. Dogs.
You were training his dogs?
Yeah, we used to sell those. Yeah. My son. I used to raise pups. And
she drives those, so she can let him tell you about that.
Yeah. I used to make leaders too. And I drive them since they were small.
You know, for sure, I thought you were going to lose the dogs.
Sometimes
come right down that bank and just slide like a little ball.
Sometimes I used to really scared, but even that I have to do that. So I start out with dogs. Sometimes I don't know where I were. Then after dog and nothing happened to me, I never let the sled go. Then after that, I feel better again.
Fast dogs.
Yeah. I used to be scared sometimes.
How many when dogs?
The bank.
Nine.
Sometimes eight.
And just you?
Uh-huh.
Once in a while, 11.
You used to let me go.
My goodness.
Yeah, I used to.
Lose dogs. to come back.
I used to teach leader, train leader. I used to have good leaders.
Oh, that's a leader.
Yeah. Since they were small, those pups, since they were small, we started to talk with them. They understand. They know what we mean. Then they do what we tell them to do. They tell them to, we tell them to stop and they stop. That's the way our dogs was. Mm-hmm. And we used to have good dogs.
Mm-hmm. And then they'd work for somebody else too.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So that was, he was saying those were once George Atla.
Uh-huh.
He bought dogs from him.
He used to use our dogs lots of times. For many years.
But several years ago.
Yeah.
That's when he was first.
Lately, when we...
Our son, he went 9 times straight.
Your son did?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, over there.
At carnival races?
Yeah. Uh-huh. He still have lots of dogs. I think they have over 20 yet right now. They're raising pups. He's not able to race now. I think he's getting old too.
But maybe
he thinks he's going to sell dogs. I was thinking.
So you would be on the G-Pole, that trip you made then, out Malozi,
yeah.
All around.
That's not only the one time I travel. We used to go up to South Fork, and we used to go up to where they had pipeline.
Just pick them up, I'm not sure.
That's around there too. I used to travel
to where?
To around where they had pipeline.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah, by G-Pool. By G-Pool.
Uh-huh.
But yeah. And we used to go around Old Man River from Alakakit or that way. And in winter time, they only some, I don't know,